to give a lecture just like it is given in the temples. I want to read to you a text from the Bhagavad Gita, which I'm sure will fascinate you because it has very practical information for someone who wants to make progress in spiritual life.
Impresionirati zato što sadrži praktične stvari koje osoba treba treba raditi da bi postigla uspjeh u duhovnom životu.
Yes. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sangha dosha adhyatma nitya venivitya kama dvandver vimukta supadukka sangya kachancha muda paramavyayamta. The translation is
great.
No, directly that.
They would.
You have to speak loud, Michelle Lapo, because the room is. Otherwise, no one will
have to. Onaj tko je oslobođen iluzije, lažnog ugleda i pogrešnog druženja, tko razumije vječnost, tko je završio s materijalnom požudom, oslobođen dvostranosti sreće i nesreće i tko zna kako da se preda uzvišenoj osobi, dostiže to vječno carstvo. Smisao Šavada Prabhupada. Ovdje je vrlo lijepo opisan proces predavanja Krišni. Prva odlika je da čovjek ne treba da bude zaveden ponosom, pošto je uslovljena duša ugobražena i misli u sebi da je gospodar materijalnog svijeta, vrlo je teško da se preda svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi. Njegovanjem pravog znanja čovjek treba da zna da nije gospodar materijalne prirode, već je svevišnja božanska osoba gospodar. Kada je netko oslobođen od zavedenosti koja je prouzročena ponosom, može početi s procesom predavanja. Za onog tko uvijek očekuje neko poštovanje u ovom materijalnom svijetu, nije moguće da se preda svevišnjoj osobi. Ponos dolazi uslijed iluzije, jer iako netko ovdje dođe, ostane za kratko vrijeme i onda ode, ima glupu predstavu da je gospodar svijeta, pa tako sve samo komplicira i uvijek ju ne voli. Cijeli svemir se kreće pod tim utiskom. Ljudi smatraju da zemlja pripada ljudskom društvu i podijelili su je pod lažnim utiskom da su vlasnici. Čovjek treba da izađe iz te lažne predstave da je ljudsko društvo vlasnik ovog svijeta. Kad se netko oslobodi takve lažne predstave, postaje slobodan od sveg pogrešnog druženja s nastalog uslijed porodičnih, društvenih i nacionalnih veza. Ova varljiva pogrešna druženja vezuju čovjeka za ovaj materijalni svijet. Poslije ovoga stupnja čovjek treba da razvije duhovno znanje, da njegove znanje ono što je stvarno njegovo, a što nije. I kad shvati činjenice kakve jesu, postaje oslobođen od svakakvog shvaćanja dvostranosti materijalne prirode, sreća i nesreća, zadovoljstvo i bol, i postiže potpuno znanje. Tada može da se preda svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi.
The translation again is in English, those are free from false prestige, illusion and false association, who understand the eternal, who are done with material lust, who are freed from the dualities of happiness and distress, and who, unbewildered, know how to surrender unto the Supreme Person, attain to that eternal kingdom.
Onaj tko je oslobođen iluzije, lažnog ugleda i pogrešnog druženja, tko razumije vječnost, i tko je završio s materijalnom požudom, oslobođen dvostranosti sreće i nesreće, i tko zna kako da se preda svevišnjoj osobi, dostiže to vječno carstvo.
Mm-hmm. This text of the Bhagavad Gita describes a journey, a spiritual journey.
Ovaj stih iz Bhagavad Gita opisuje putovanje, duhovno putovanje.
Now, as I said yesterday, all of us here, but also all the people, the human beings on this planet Earth, have a long journey behind them.
Kao što sam već sinoć rekao, svi vi ovdje, pa tako i sva živa bića na planeti Zemlji, imaju dugo putovanje ispred sebe.
Before reaching the human form of life, the soul passes through the lower forms of life until gradually, circle of evolution, this form of life is reached.
Prije ovog ljudskog oblika života, da smo prošli mnoge oblike života, dok procesom evolucije mi smo dostigli ovaj, konačno ovaj oblik.
This journey can be brought to perfection in the human form of life by going to the eternal spiritual world.
Ovo putovanje može postati savršeno ako s ljudskim oblikom života uspijemo dostići vječno duhovno carstvo.
But if one doesn't make this spiritual journey, one does not undergo this spiritual journey.
Čak i ako naš cilj nije duhovno putovanje,
one actually wastes the human form of life.
Ako nije, ako naš cilj nije ovo putovanje, onda mi tratimo ovaj ljudski oblik života.
Why wasting?
Zašto ga tratimo?
Because one runs after the same pleasures like one has done in all other life forms.
Zato što trčimo za istim zadovoljstvima koja možemo dostići i u ostalim životnim oblicima.
Eating.
Jedenje.
Sleeping.
Spavanje.
Defending.
Branjenje.
And having sex life.
I imanje seksualnog života.
These are the four material activities which are going on in all life forms.
To su četiri materijalne djelatnosti koje se odvijaju u svim životnim oblicima.
It is not an advantage if the human being does not defend himself with a claws but with bombs. It's not an advantage.
To nije napredak ljudskog društva da se, sorry,
but the human being does not defend himself with a claws
Da, nije napredak ljudskog društva ako se ljudi brane ne sa kanđama nego sa atomskim bombama.
Bomba, yes. Or you know, if we sleep in the story of a skyscraper with 111 different levels.
Koji ima 111 različitih nivoa.
The dog who just falls asleep underneath a bench does the same activity actually.
Pas koji je prisiljen da spava ispod grane i vrši iste djelatnosti.
He forgets everything.
On zaboravlja sve.
It is not an advantage of the human being if he has sexual life with so much schminka, so much parfum.
Nije napredak ljudskog društva ako se ima seksa, mnogo šminke i parfuma.
The pigeons in the old town of Split are doing the same.
Golubovi u starom dijelu Splita rade iste aktivnosti.
And so on and so forth.
I tako dalje, tako dalje.
I do not want to come get it for polemics on material life. You can imagine that I have things to say.
Ne želim ti zadati polemiku oko materijalnog života, kao što možete očekivati, jer mnogo toga stvari, mnogo toga da kažem u tome gdje smo ti zimu.
All I want to present to your attention this evening is that the human form of life is meant for other things, for higher things.
Ono što želim da predstavim vašoj pažnji večeras je da je ljudski oblik života namijenjen za druge stvari.
It is described that the body of the human being is a very well working chariot.
Opisano da je ljudsko tijelo vrlo dobro kočija koja vrlo vrlo dobro djeluje, vrlo dobro radi.
Čarijet,
kočija.
Kočija, yes. The senses are like horses.
Čula su kao konji.
The intelligence is like the driver.
Inteligencija je poput vozača.
And the mind I like the reins.
A um je poput uzdi.
The soul of course is a passenger.
Duša je naravno putnik.
And now what happens if horses run wild without being controlled by the driver?
Što se dešava ako čula divlje trče bez da su kontrolirana od vozača?
I once saw this in Vienna where there are still chariots.
Ja sam to vidio u Beču gdje ima još postoje koči.
You know, near the Stephansdom.
Blizu Stephansdom.
And there were some tourists, they wanted, I think, to drive around this old Kierkegaard.
I bili su neki turisti koji su željeli voditi okolo tog kruga.
But the horses went wild.
Ali su konji postali divlji.
And they went right to the foot walk, it's called the Kerpner Straße. And people got hurt, actually.
I oni su odjurili divlje do te ulice, ne znam koja. I ljudi su stali bili ranjeni.
It looked funny, but also very wild.
Izgledalo je smiješno, ali isto tako je vrlo divlje.
This is more or less what the human being has come to be today.
To je više manje ono što su ljudska bića postala danas.
The horses, that means the senses have gone wild.
Konji, to znači da su čula postala divlja.
And as a result, not many reached the actual zeal of goal of the human form of life.
I zbog toga ne mnogo ljudi ne dostiže mnogo ljudi taj cilj ljudskog života.
If you have horses who just do not follow any direction.
Ako imate konje koji ne slijede nikakav pravac,
you can have problems in your drive.
Tada imate probleme u svojoj vožnji.
So many people, you know, when they want to drink something, they drink.
Mnogi ljudi koji žele piti nešto ne piju.
That's a sense, that's one horse.
To čulo jedan konj.
The tongue.
Jezik.
The other horse is called the sense of hearing.
Drugi konj se zove čulo slušanje.
People when they travel to go to a pop concert.
Ljudi putuju da odu na pop koncert.
Not so much here, but you see this very much in Germany nowadays. Young people just go there, hear this wild music and get filled with drugs.
Ne toliko mnogo ovdje, ali u Njemačkoj možete vidjeti mladi ljudi odlaze na te do koncertu, žive u divljoj muzici i uzimaju droge.
So there's a horse called hearing.
To je konj koji se zove slušanje.
Then there's a horse called touching.
Također postoje čulo zvano dodir.
Do you know that this is especially active when one is in sexual activity?
Ono je posebno aktivno u seksualnim djelatnostima.
Psychologists have actually found out that 90% of the human thought goes just to the activities of the genitals.
Znanstvenici su ustanovili da preko 90% ljudskog razmišljanja ide na aktivnosti genitalija.
Conscious or subconscious?
Svijest i podsvijest.
So that means the horse of the sense of touch has gone wild.
Dakle, to znači da je konj podivljao, to znači da je čulo dodira podivljao.
So in this way our chariot has five horses.
Na taj način naši koči imaju pet konja.
And instead of allowing the horses to give the direction,
i umjesto vozača konji daju pravac.
An intelligent human being actually lets his the driver, the intelligence, give the directions.
U stvari kod ljudskog bića vozač, odnosno inteligencija, daje pravac.
We can reach, if we use our human body and intellect properly, the highest goal.
Ako koristimo tu inteligenciju ispravno, možemo postići najviši cilj.
We can actually reach the end of the road of birth and death.
Mi možemo u stvari dostići kraj
ceste
rađanja i umiranja.
We, the driver, are the soul.
Mi, vozač i duša. Mi smo vozači duši.
Yes. But most of the people have actually forgotten about themselves.
Mnogi ljudi u stvari zaboravljaju o sebi.
They have forgotten about their own interests.
Zaboravljaju svoj osobni interes.
Because they have forgotten about the soul.
Zato što su zaboravili na dušu.
They have counted all the material elements.
Oni računaju sve materijalne elemente.
But they have forgotten the most important.
Ali su zaboravili najvažniji.
The self.
Sebi.
Jasno. Yes. Yeah. In this connection there is a story which is told in South India.
U vezi s tim je priča koja je rečena u Južnoj Indiji.
Once there was a foolish guru.
Jednom je bio glupi guru.
Glupi?
Glupa.
He was called Paramartha.
Zove se Paramartha.
This is a sarcastic name.
To je sarkastično ime.
Paramartha means the highest good.
Paramartha means
highest good.
Paramartha znači najviše dobro.
So he had disciples who were also very naive.
To je također imao učenika koji je bio vrlo naivan.
Once he went with four of his disciples on a journey.
Jedno je otišao sa pet svojih učenika na put.
And they came in the during the day, it was during the day, they came to the bank of a river.
I tijekom dana došli su do obale rijeke.
And Paramartha said, let's wait until it is night, then we cross the river.
I Paramartha rekao, samo pričekaj da padne noć, tada ćemo prijeći rijeku.
Because you see it is flowing.
Zato što vi vidite da teče.
That means it is awake now.
To znači da je buda sada.
But in the night it will sleep.
Ali po noći ako bude spavala.
And then we can easily cross.
Tada ćemo vrlo lako prijeći.
Oh, said the disciples, when you explain something, it is so logical.
To je slučaj, kad ti nešto objasniš, to je tako logično.
So, they crossed the river in the darkness.
Tako su mi prešli rijeku po mraku.
Came to the other side and took a rest.
Došli su na drugu stranu i odmorili se.
Paramartha and his four disciples slept long until the sun was high in the sky.
Paramartha i njegovi četiri učenika su spavali dugo sve dok sunce nije bilo visoko na nebu.
Then Paramartha, just after he had woken up, decided that the people should be counted to make sure that no one was lost in the river.
Da, kad se Paramartha probudio, mislim da je bilo dobro da se provjeri da neko nije se izgubio i da neko nije izgubio u rijeci.
And he began to count.
I počeo brojati.
One, two, three, four.
Jedan, dva. Ali nas je bilo pet.
One, two, three, four. There it is. The river was not sleeping.
Rijeka nije spala.
You count.
Ti broj.
Look, the other and other. One, two, three, four.
Četiri.
Everyone counted.
Svaki broja.
Oh, we have lost one.
Oh, mi smo izgubili jednog.
We have five.
Mi smo petorica.
So there was one. You will be a main figure of the experiment.
Ti ćeš biti glavna figura eksperimenta.
Please, all of you, go back to the earliest point in your memory.
Molim vas, svi se vratite do najbliže točke u vašem sjećanju.
As far as you can remember.
Najdalje točke vaše, toliko daleko koliko se možete sjetiti.
I can well imagine that this is not an easy task for all of you.
Mogu vrlo lako shvatiti da to uči nije lako za vas.
But if you could please try to go back to your childhood.
Ali ja bih vas zamolio da se vratite natrag u svoje djetinjstvo.
And from there further into the direction of your birth.
I od tuda dalje u pravcu vašeg rođenja.
What do you see?
Što ste vidjeli?
In the memory.
U sjećanju.
What is the earliest point of your memory?
Koja je najranija točka sjećanja?
Sreće
godine. My third year.
Where are you?
Gdje ste bili?
Doma.
Do you remember the room, how it looked like?
Sjećate se kako je soba izgledala?
Yes.
How?
Yeah, polish.
Not so much light.
Not clear.
Not clear. How did you feel?
Kako ste se osjećali?
Was it maybe too cold or was it warm enough?
Da li je bilo hladno ili je bilo dovoljno toplo?
Did you have a good relationship to your mother or were you screaming all the time?
Da li ste imali dobro odnose sa majkom ili ste vrištali to?
Are you hungry?
Da li ste bili gladni?
Now I have an easy question.
Sad imam lagano pitanje.
How big was your body at that time?
Koliko je bilo veliko tijelo? Koliko je bilo veliko tijelo?
Like this? You were a big baby. Smaller, like this. Okay, so
what is his name?
Toshi. So Toshi's body was big like this.
Dakle, Toshi's body was big like this.
I think it looked beautiful, the body of Toshi. So if you put this little body next to your big Toshan body.
Ako sad stavite to malo tijelo kraj velikog Toshinog tijela.
What is the relationship of these two bodies?
Koji je odnos između ta dva tijela? Koji je odnos komunikacijskog
smisla? Let me ask another easy question. I think we all know that this is not a real body.
Ja mislim da svi shvaćamo da to nije stvarno tijelo.
Maybe we can't see it.
Dajme, mi ga ne možemo vidjeti.
Where is that body now?
Gdje je to tijelo sada?
To je različito tijelo.
To je isto tijelo.
Različito, different bodies.
This is different bodies, yes. It's a very good answer from our professor. The body, this little body, is totally different. Or better so, let us say, the body of Toshan, the elderly gentleman, is totally different than the body from his childhood.
Tijelo Toše, strašni gospodin, ako imamo, to je potpuno različito od tijela tog djeteta.
His present body.
To je sadašnje tijelo.
Is a total different body.
To je potpuno različito tijelo.
All the cells of his body, the childhood body, have changed.
full of cells.
Čili sve stana, sve stanice tog tijela su se promijenile.
That little child body no longer there.
To malo dječje tijelo nije više tu.
It is gone forever.
Ono je otišlo za ovdje.
In the same way Toshan's body, which he has now,
na isti način to što tijelo koje on sad ima,
will be gone. After 7 years already.
Nakon 7 godina.
Yes? Do you know? 7 years, all the cells are new.
Da li znate da za 7 godina sve stanice su nove?
He is always having new bodies, this Toshan.
Vidjet ćete imati potpuno novo tijelo Toshan.
What are you doing? Each one of you who is sitting here,
svaki od vas ko sjedi ovdje,
you had so many bodies.
Imali ste toliko mnogo tijela.
Did you ever think of that?
Da li ste ikad mislili o tome?
I think it is a very nice thing for meditation.
Ja mislim da je ovo vrlo, vrlo lijep zaključak za meditaciju.
We are not the body.
Mi nismo tijela.
We are changing the body just like we change clothes.
Mi mijenjamo tijela baš kao što mijenjamo odjeću.
We are different from the clothes which we...
Mi smo različiti od odjeće koju nosimo.
So at the time of death, there comes a very interesting change.
Dakle, u momentu smrti dolazi do vrlo interesantnog toga.
During this life we have a sequence of changes.
Dakle, tijekom ovoga života mi smo imali sekvence mijenjanja.
But at the time of death we break out of that sequence.
Ali u momentu smrti mi razbijamo sve te sekvence.
And we are carried by the reactions of our activities here into a totally new life.
Mi se prenosimo putem rezultata naših djelatnosti u potpuno novi život.
We will wake up.
Mi ćemo se probuditi.
And look through different eyes.
I gledati kroz druge oči.
And hear through different ears.
I čuti kroz druge uši.
And smell through different noses.
I mirisati kroz različite nose.
This is called the circle of birth and death.
To se zove krug rođenja i umiranja.
So, the soul is actually not in a part of this world.
Duša u stvari nije dio ovoga svijeta.
You only have a material body for a purpose.
Smisao, namjena.
The soul has a body for a smisao.
Duša ima tijelo smisao tijela je zbog duše.
That is key, this child, nothing. So, and that is actually to become self-realized.
U smrti mi u stvari postajemo samospoznati.
And leave this process of birth and death.
Napuštamo proces rađanja i umiranja.
And in this connection I would really like to tell you a little theater play.
I u ovom smislu htio bih vam reći jedan mali igrokaz.
Which is a traditional play done in India.
Koji je tradicionalna igra koja se ljudi u Indiji.
Which will make the audience aware of the human form of life, of the purpose of the human form of life.
Kaže slušalce uvjeriti u smisao ljudskog života.
Yeah. I will present the theater play to you as if I would be the actor.
Ja ću vam sad predstaviti tu predstavu, čak ću biti glumac.
It is early in the morning.
Rano je ujutro.
But first, let me introduce myself.
Najprije pustite vas predstaviti.
My name is Jiva.
Moje ime je Jiva.
Jiva means the soul.
Jiva znači duša.
long, long ago, I can't remember when, I came to this land.
Davno, davno prije, ne mogu se sjetiti kad došao sam na ovu zemlju.
Today is the day of battle.
Danas je dan bitke.
Yes. Today I have to fight with five generals.
Danas se moram boriti protiv pet generala.
And their armies.
I armije.
They told me either I win the battle.
Oni su mi rekli, bilo da sam u bici.
Or I will be their slave for this whole life.
Da, ili ću pobijediti u bici, ili ću postati rob za cijeli život.
But I think I have to explain more.
Ali mislim da moram objasniti više.
The generals which I have to fight with are called karma.
Generali s kojima se moram boriti se zovu karma.
Ahankara.
Ahankara.
Baya.
Baya.
And I think you know them.
Ja mislim da ga znate.
But maybe not.
Ali možda ne znate.
I think I should explain a little more.
Mislim da moram malo više objasniti.
I'm sitting here.
Sjedim ovdje.
My chariot is next to me.
Moje koče su odmah do mene.
There are five horses.
Imaju pet konja.
And I'm desperate.
Ja sam očajan.
See, when I came into this land,
vidite, kad sam došao u ovu zemlju,
I had no chariot.
Nisam imao koči.
I left the kingdom of my father, actually.
U stvari, napustio sam kraljestvo svoga oca.
Because I thought I should have my own land.
I sam htio da imam svoju vlastitu zemlju.
When I came here, the first one I met was the general Baya.
Prvo što sam sreo ovdje, kad sam došao, bio je general Baya.
He had a land.
Imao je koplje.
And he threw it into my chest.
Probio mi je prsa.
The lens was called Apohanam.
Koplje se zove Apohanam.
Forgetfulness.
Zaborav.
And I became mad.
Tada sam postao lud.
I don't know what happened to me.
Nisam znao što se desilo sa mnom.
The next moment, all I knew is I was on a chariot with galloping horses.
Sve što sam znao, to je sve što sam znao, to je sve što znam da se sjedio na kočijama sa galopirajućim konjima.
And I went to a river.
I
išao sam. And they drove to a river.
Da. Što sam rekao?
At that moment, then I wanted to drink because I was so thirsty.
Ja sam htio da pijem, sam bio jako žeden.
When I was going down and drinking,
sam dole pio.
I saw on the other side the general called Karma.
Ja sam tu vidio generala koji se zvao Karma.
This means lust.
Karma, to znači požuda.
He had thousands of soldiers.
Imao je tisuće vojnika.
Which were called material desires.
Koji se zovu materijalne želje.
And he came and he shot an arrow upon me.
I on je bacio kratku strelu na mene.
And I fell from my chariot.
Ja sam pao sa svih kočija.
Into the water of the river.
U vodu rijeke.
There I lay for 14 days.
Ja sam ležao 40 dana.
Trying to heal my wounds.
Pokušavajući
oporaviti.
So I want to interrupt the story here because our translator... I want to interrupt the story now. To make it a little bit more easy for you. This describes how the soul comes into this world, having left the spiritual world.
Opisuje kako duša dolazi u ovaj svijet napuštajući duhovni svijet.
And how it takes on a material body.
I kako dobija materijalno tijelo.
And then is overwhelmed by fearfulness.
I treba bude prevladivena
strah.
A se strah.
By forgetfulness.
Zaboravom.
And by material desires.
I s materijalnim željama.
So in the theater play, you follow the soul, how it gets in contact with enviousness.
U toj kazališnoj igri vidite dušu kao dolazi u dodir sa zavišću.
And bad will towards others.
lošim željama prema drugima.
And how it becomes a servant of these powerful generals.
I kako postaje sluga tih moćnih generala.
Finally, it is described how he comes into a forest.
Na kraju je opisano kako dolazi u šumu.
Where saintly people live.
Gdje žive svete osobe.
And in their association he hears about the eternal spiritual world.
I u druženju s njima onda čuje o vječnom duhovnom svijetu.
And he comes, becomes convinced that here this journey has found the end.
I postaje uvjereno da je njegov put došao kraj.
But one day he comes to the border of the forest.
Ali jednog dana dolazi do kraja šume, do granice šume.
I am feeling a little sensation in my mind.
Osjećam neku senzaciju u svom umu.
Are these people really engaged in something which is valuable?
Da li su ovi ljudi zaista uključeni u nešto što je vrijedno?
Or is this just so much words?
Ili su to samo mnogo riječi?
I think I know more than these saints.
Ja mislim da
No, more.
Da znam više od tih svetaca.
Someone on a white horse.
Mislim tako, čini se da vidim nekoga na bijelom konju.
He's dressed in black armor.
Obučen je u crni oklop.
And he has a bush with a red feather on his head.
I ima grm u peranicu na svom
šljemu. And he comes in full galop.
Dolazi u punom galopu.
Then he stands before me.
Tada staje ispred mene.
His horse goes. And he says, "Yasam laž ego."
Yasam lažni ja.
Lažni ja.
Lažni ja.
Lažni ego. Lažni ego. Hi. Boli
se. I go like, oh no.
Then I says, "Da."
Sam kaže, da.
And he, I should have gone back into the forest. I knew it.
No,
sir.
You are in the
block.
Yes.
Probably when it comes back. But I wanted to fight.
Ali želim se boriti.
When the spear of the soldier entered into my side.
Tada je spear. Ta koplja tog ratnika je pogodilo moju stranu.
I knew that I would become very sick.
Znao sam da sam postao vrlo bolestan.
I again forgot everything I had learned in the forest.
Da sam opet sve zaboravio što sam naučio u šumi.
And I was running through this world.
I trčao sam kroz ovaj svijet.
Thinking I'm the controller.
Misleći da sam kontrolor.
And the enjoyer.
I uživalec.
In reality, I was always under the control.
U stvarnosti sam uvijek bio pod kontrolom.
Of lust.
Požude.
Greed.
Ljutnje.
Gnev.
Gnjeva.
Gnjeva. And other such army generals.
I ostalih generala.
So today I want to fight them all.
Danas želim se boriti protiv svih.
Then I want to be free.
Želim biti slobodan.
Sloboda da malo si ja. Why he came?
Znao sam da nešto dolazi.
I had thought I am the doer. I had thought.
Mislio sam,
I am the doer.
Ja sam izvršilac.
Yeah.
Ja sam izvršilac.
I've forgotten.
bio sam zaboravio, to sam
zaboravio. That these weapons were not my weapons.
Da to oružje nije moje oružje.
That it was not my strength.
Da to nije moja snaga.
Oh, now I have to suffer again.
Sad moram opet ispaštati.
At this moment, my mysterious driver hands me a weapon.
U tom trenutku moj zagonetni vozač mi je dao oružje.
Your only chance is this weapon.
To je jedno oružje, to je jedna šansa je oružje.
It is Atmani Vedanam.
To je Atmani Vedanam.
That means when the soul accepts his identity as the eternal part of God.
To je kada duša shvati svoj identitet kao vječna čestica svevišnjeg Boga.
I take it in my in both of my arms.
Uzeo sam ga sa obje svoje ruke.
But it is too heavy. I break down.
Ali je bilo previše teško i pao sam dolje.
Why are you afraid?
Zašto se bojiš?
Again I take it.
Opet sam uzeo.
This time it's very light.
Ovaj put je bilo vrlo lagano.
When Ahankara sees the weapon.
Kad je Ahankara vidio oružje.
He begins to go on zigzag.
Počeo da trči u zigzag.
And he says, don't throw it.
I rekao je, ne bacaj ga.
You will never hit me.
Nećeš nikad pogoditi.
But I throw it laughingly.
Ja sam ga bacio smijući se.
And it hits him right in the... takes him off the cross.
I to je ono ga pogodilo i bacilo ga s konja.
When he falls to the ground,
kad je on pao na tlo,
he laughs.
Nasmijao se.
But he's very happy.
Bio je vrlo sretan.
I don't understand.
Nisam mogu shvatiti.
But I drive this my chariot on.
Ali sam uzeo svoje koče dalje.
I go through the whole, over the whole battlefield.
Prošao sam preko cijelog vojnog polja.
No one stops me any longer.
Nitko više nije zaustavljao.
The generals are all very happy.
Generali su svi bili vrlo sretni.
Say congratulations.
Rekli su čestitam.
We are very happy that you conquered us.
Ti si vrlo sretan što si nas pobjedio.
And the chariot leaves the planet Earth.
I koče su napustile planet Zemlju.
Goes again to the spiritual world.
I otišli su opet u duhovni svijet.
And there I find on a throne.
Ja sam se našao na prijestolju.
The most beautiful personality.
Ja sam našao na prijestolju najljepšu osobu.
Surrounded by waves of joy.
Okružen valovima uživanja.
I recognize him.
Poznao sam ga.
And I'm very happy to be back.
I bio sam odnosno sretan što sam se vratio.
So, this is the theater play.
To je igra.
I hope one day we can play it in to the Splitana. Who are still fighting.
Koji se još bore.
With arrows in their bodies.
Sa strijama i tijelima.
Called material desires.
Koji se zovu materijalne želje.
Who are sometimes victorious.
Koji su ponekad pobjedonosni.
But sometimes lying bleeding on the ground.
Ali poneki put leže krvareći na zemlji.
And I wish that all of you actually understand the story in the right way and also, you know, climb your own chariot. You are already on the chariot of the body. What one must learn now is to drive the chariot so that one can be a make spiritual progress in one's life. There will be, of course, different enemies and obstacles. But if you have divine inspiration and weapons, no problem.
Ali ako imate božansku inspiraciju, oružje neće biti problem.
The most important thing actually is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If you could just practice that in your situation. With full concentration.
Mislim sa punom koncentracijom.
You would certainly make a lot of spiritual advancement. Then to hear from the eternal scriptures.
slušajući iz vječnih izvora.
That will give you the directions. It is like the road map how to go.
Dobit ćete pravac kao kartu po kojoj kuda ćete ići.
And you have association with spiritually minded, with devotees.
Tada imamo druženje sa bhaktima.
You will get so much inspiration there.
Gdje možete dobiti jako puno inspiracije.
But don't go again back to the border of the forest.
Ali ne idete opet u šum.
Where the general will come.
Gdje će generali doći.
The false ego.
Lažni ja.
I am so strong.
Ja sam tako i jak.
I am so knowledgeable.
Ja sam tako
učen. That sometimes happens with those who have a little knowledge about spiritual.
To se nekad dešava s onima koji imaju malo znanja o duhovnom životu.
They become puffed up.
Postaju ponosni. Da, to se dešava.
You will not think it's possible, but it happens.
Vi mislite da nije moguće, ali dešava se.
They become puffed up that I know more than the others.
Postaju ponosni i misle ja znam više nego drugi.
These foolish materialists.
Ti grupavi materialisti.
I'm so glorious.
Ja sam tako slavan.
This is already how the general strikes.
To je način na koji generali
So yes. So this was a little illustration of this text. You can see there's so much in here.
To je mala ilustracija ovoga stiha. Možete vidjeti toliko ovdje.
There's so much in here.
Toliko mnogo se toga nalazi.
Please read it again in the Croatian language. Wow, not so brutal, but so slow that they can follow.
Onaj koji je oslobođen iluziju, lažnoga ugleda i pogrešnoga druženja, tko razumije vječnost, tko je završio sa materijalnom požudom, oslobođen dvostranosti sreće i nesreće, i tko zna kako da se preda svevišnjoj osobi, dostiže to vječno carstvo.
It's a very deep text.
Vrlo duboki stih.
If you want to read it in your own reading time, it's in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Ako želite pročitati u vašem vlastitom vremenu za čitanje, nalazi se u...
Text number 5.
Nalazi se u 15. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita, stih broj 5.
A very beautiful text.
Vrlo divan stih.
Okay, so I thank you very much for giving your kind listening power to this lecture.
Hvala vam puno što ste svoju moć slušali lekciju.
Today the journalist asked me if I know a little Croatian.
Danas me novinarka pitala da li poznajem malo hrvatsku.
And I said it's my great desire to learn it.
Da li vas znamo hrvatski znam i moja rekao sam da je moja velika želja da ga naučim.
But I fear it will take some time because it's a very difficult language.
Ali ja mislim da treba malo vremena, da je to vrlo težak jezik.
For that time, Nishinga Babu will learn a little bit more English. Easier. And do you have any questions regarding all these subjects?
Imate neko pitanje u vezi ove teme?
Yes, molim.
Malo je, mislim, moram se skoncentrirati, malo mi je teško obzirom na ono što želim pitati, a vi ćete mi pomoći. Pa, mislim da će biti na neki način vezano za ovu temu. Naime, tibetanska knjiga mrtvih, koja isto tako govori o oslobođenju, koji je Bhagavad Gita, ali na način da po napuštanju tijela životna energija ili nad duša ulazi u nekakav prostor, u bardo ravan, gdje ona kroz tri nivoa ili šta ja znam, egzistira po njima 40 dana.
Very long question.
Nije izložen na raznim manifestacijama, ali svaki dan je njoj omogućen na izvjestan način oslobođenje.
I think you speak about the Tibetan book of the Vedas, isn't it?
Uz
Yes, I know this book, so you can immediately ask the question.
Samo interesira komparacija ovoga i ovoga što se misli obzirom na način opisa oslobođenja i toga.
Koji ne znaju, u tibetanskoj knjizi Zimbrkih je opisano kako duša prolazi kroz različite nivoe u vrijeme smrti.
And the monk who reads the book is telling the soul what he will see.
I monah koji čita tu knjigu govori duši što će vidjeti.
And also encourages him to go onward.
I također pohrabruje ga da ide dalje.
See, in Vrindavan, India,
vidite, Vrindavan, India,
there is a temple called the Krishna Balaram Temple.
Postoji hram koji se zove Krishna Balaram Temple.
And it is a temple where also people come when they are very diseased and when they have only a few more days to go.
U taj hram dolaze ljudi koji su jako bolesni i Krishna Balaram Temple je naš temple.
And devotees from all over the world come there when it's the time that, you know, due to a disease.
I bhakti iz cijelog svijeta idu tamo kad dođe njihovo vrijeme, dakle kad dođe vrijeme da po bolesti treba pustiti.
But also the sadhus, the saints around come there when it's time.
Ali također i ostali sadhus, sveci, svete osobe okolo koji nisu naši.
Sometimes the passing people, they speak.
I poneki put u prolaznici govore.
Oh, I see this now.
Oh, vidio sam ovo sad.
Oh, I see that.
Oh, vidio sam ovo, ono.
Don't die. In the Tibetan culture,
razlika je što u tibetanskoj kulturi,
it is the soul who is encouraged and who has to do everything.
Je duša ta koja je uključena da učini sve, koja je ohrabrena da učini sve.
And avoid the mistakes and the different obstacles on its onward journey.
I da okrenu učini sve i da izbjegne greške kod različitih izbora na tom putu.
But in Krishna consciousness, you don't rely on your own potency.
Ali u svjesnosti Krišne vi ne ovisite o vlastitoj snazi.
But on the potency of the Supreme Personality of God.
Već o snazi sve više božanske osobe.